So we're holding here, I think in the next paragraph on Kuf Yud Beis, I believe it is.
Yes. Medrash, I think the Medrash, yeah.
Maybe I'll lower the mic a drop. Okay, I think this is good. Yeah. Ubimedrish. Rababin Amma Batarti. So Abba said two things. Rababin Amma Moshel Malach Shaili Martav Shayayin. Oisha Malach Shaymer. So a king had two groups of watchmen. Mehen Nazirin. Some of them who were Tito tailors, they didn't drink anything. Mem Shikoyrim, some of them were drunks. Leis Erebo Litlem Schar. He came to give them Schar. Nosin Shikoyrim Shnei Chalokim, and Nazirin Chalokecho. So he paid the drunkards twice as much as the Nazirin. Omlad, and Eina Melech, Le Shemano Ka Achas, we both did the same thing. They mata Nosin Eilu Shnei Chalokim, Lone Chalokecho. Omlahem, Eilu Shikoyrim Heng Vedark, and Lishas Yayin. Of Atam Nazirin, Vedark, and Lishas Yayin. Lefikoch ani nois leilu shnei chalokim lachem chelekechot. Kach, for el yoinim, she'ene yitzahora motze b'neihem, kdusha achas lehem. So malochim that have no yitzahora, they have one level of kdusha, she'nemo b'mayma kadisha she'uto. Aval tachtoinim, lefi she'yitzahora motze b'hem, halvai yoil shtei kdushas. Ha'odichsiv viskadashtem v'yisem kdushim. So Klal Yisrael needs to have two kdushas, as opposed to Malach, who's one Kedusha. Rabbi Abba Amar Chayri, a different case, Moshel de Melech, Me Medina, also Sholosh HaTorahs the Melech, they made three crowns for the king. Ma Osa Melech, Hiniach, Beroish Achas, one crown he put on his head, or Beroish Bon of Shayim. Kach, Bechol Yeim, Al Yeim, Akhtim, 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 So he's going to explain the first Chazal. Ubemedrash the Bolavaya, Avke Tachtonim in Bali Geshem, Yesh Yisrael Kedusha Malachim. So even though the Tachtonim are Bali Geshem, they still have more Kedusha Malachim. Ubiyazeh, Ke Kedusha Shnas Hashem Yisbarach Malachim Shemidol Menachomli. אבל אינוסם רק קדוש אחס, אבל יסור נוסם שתי קדושס. מפני שהאודם בעל חוימר, או לפי כך נחשב האודם כמו שיקור שוגש בלגמרי, שאין עם הסייכו. כך האודם הוגש מבעל חוימר. ובתי להר חקסור מן החומרי, נוסם לשיר קודש קדושים, שלא נמצא דוב זה במלאך. אף אגב שתמצא זה מלאך קדושה, כי נחסיב מהמיים קדושה שירותם, אבל שיהיה קודש קדוש אין דוב הזה לנמצא בהם. So he says like this, and let's go back a second to that mashal. The mashal that he gave about the two watchmen. So I understand that the king was gave a bigger schar to the person that was to the drunkards, but that's the pshat that when we're talking about the giving a report card for great marks. In other words, yeah, they did a fantastic job, they bet some drunkards, and they could have been nichshel, and they weren't, and so everything is fine and good. But they're being paid as watchmen for the king. In other words, in terms of their exertion for the king, there doesn't seem to be any reason to prefer one over the other. So what is exactly the reason that we're having this... we're having these two levels of schar, the scale for schar. So the pshat's like this: when a malach is an entity that's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives it its kedusha, that gives it shame kedusha. The in Adam, it works that there's a part of Adam that is removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is a part of him that is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order for the part of him that's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to a darg of Kedusha, it needs to have double the dedication of of someone who has no Yetzirah. Just like, for instance, if a plane that's carrying cargo needs a lot more thrust to fly than a plane that's not carrying cargo. So a person, because the Chelek HaAdam of Chaymer weighs the person down more, and the person needs to have more oomph to push it forward. So let's go back a minute to the mashal to understand it. The one that guarded the wine, despite the fact that he enjoys drinking wine, is displaying a certain fidelity, loyalty to the king. It's the level of dedication to the king that he's displaying is really twice as much as the other one, because the other person had no special Yetzirah, so he did his job, and that's good. That's the dedicated loyalty or dedication of a person to his duty and so on. But if I have a strong pull the other direction, then obviously what I see is twice that is twice what was there. I remember many years ago when I was learning about electricity, there's an equation about power, about the electricity being something times resistance, and I couldn't understand why the resistance would add to it until I realized that if I need to overcome resistance, then the amount of power coming into it must be twice as much. If I'm getting the same output, if it's divided by the resistance, I must have twice as much input of power. The input of Kal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, in terms of Yetzer Tov, a doubly strong drive, as the Malachim. So the Malachim have an average of Kedusha, and all they have is just Kedusha. That's one, and they don't have any Ra. Masha'en Ken Klal Yisrael has Kodesh Kedush and twice as much Kedusha. I want to add another point to what the concept of the Kodesh Kedush is. Let's give an example. Let's say we all are, we're a group of people that eating and drinking for us is the most important thing in life. I guess puts us in very good company, plenty of people like that. And we're sitting around a table, and I don't drink any alcohol because I think alcohol is not a good thing to drink. So we're sitting, I don't drink alcohol. I don't care for alcohol, I don't like it, whatever it is. That's one dagger away from it, and that dagger is very difficult. If I potentially like alcohol and it's something I could have been drinking, but I need to make the decision not to drink it, it's not easy when everybody around me is drinking. And when the bottle is there, and it's especially good, it's a really fine alcohol, really fine liquor, and so on, whatever it is. But let's say I'm a person that eating and drinking don't even interest me. I'm interested in the deal, in sports, or whatever it is, something else. I don't even have a Nekudas Maga. I don't even have a point of contact with the Yetzirah for the wine and Nisayin, because I'm really two steps ahead. Kodesh Kodashim was inside. The Kodesh Kodashim was in the world of Kodesh. It had its own enclosure. So nothing in the Kodesh Kodashim, in a sense, was contiguous with Chayil. It did not enjoy a common border with Chayil. So for Adam to be able to resist Yetzirah, there must be an akuda in him that's not just that a malach has no shaykhs to food and drink. So he has no shaykhs to food and drink, And that's where his kedusha lies. For us, we need a positive shaykhs to something that is beyond food and drink, so that our world doesn't touch it, because it's a very tempting world. So the kedusha b'fnim kedusha, Chazal, I think this is about Shlomo Melech, was a, he had a gedder b'fnim gedder, I think Lashon is. It's sort of an enclosure within an enclosure. An enclosure within an enclosure means there's not even a point of contact between the two. That's how removed it is. So Adam, for Klal Yisrael to be able to be on a Madrega of Kedusha, they need to be Kodesh Kedusha. So now, the Malach, Bevari says, Amalach Yesh Madrega Zeus, Shenim Tse Kedusha, so before let's look. So in a malach, the malach is kaddish by definition, and that's his status, and that Adam certainly doesn't have. We have a weakness. We have a shaykhus to things that are kedushin. That's our metzias. But on the other hand, amitzat shalom dovek bekodesh kedush mei teira sich zayin shemach vegeusha. Our ability to be shaykh to kedusha is because we have a point of contact with Kodesh Kedoshim. and therefore we have something that pulls us it's a deeper point of contact to our Kodesh Baruch Hu than a Malach has. He has a shaykhus with Torah, which is a totally ruchni sticker world, and Malach has no shaykhus. Malach belongs to the world of Asiya. V'zeh she'oma tshukimah shikar, asha shikar ba'al ha'geshem, v'neishu ba'al ha'geshem, yesh kereget zeh la'odom ha'Torah lo'ikis, v'zeh ha'odom u'kodesh kadashim. V'hoi madregal yoneh shikdosh k'tus ha'tusha. So let's make the mark again to the... So imagine you have these workers, these two shomrim. One is a shikar, one's a nazir. So the nazir's attitude in watching it is very matter of fact. He's working. He could be working by Yankel in the field, and Beryl in the field, and Zarek in the field. And that's what he does. That's his job. He's a watchman. So wine is not something that he really has a kesha to him, so he watches. The shikar is drawn to the yayin. And Bemela, what he needs is a very fiery sense of chshivas for malchus. Loyalty, respect, whatever it is that his motivation is. Let's take beheading off the table, and just for the positive points, he has to spark a very intense sense of how can I do this? This would be high treason for me. This is absolutely wrong. This is absolutely can't be, and so on. These are things that the first one doesn't by necessity need to show it. I want to go back to another point over here. Sorry. I want to go back to another point. We started saying Sefer HaMotzot today, so I guess the cold came out. There's another point that he says before. It's a bit of a side point, but I think it's worth noting. He says, "Mepnei she'adam bal chayma ulefikach nechshav adam kmei shikar shugash v'gamri she'ini ma'aseichel kach adam gash bal chayma." So he says a very interesting Nekuda about Shichrus, and I think it's important to understand it. One of the Yetzaharas in yeshivas today, and I've seen it time and again, are that boys like to drink. I don't have data on how much, how many, how, what, when, where, but it certainly is something that out of place. I was at a chasna, and there was this huge mob of boys around the bar, young boys. I don't know, maybe high school seniors, maybe year after, whatever it is. Certainly didn't belong drinking. And always whenever you talk about it, there's the what's wrong with it, this and that. So if a kid acts up and acts improperly, fine. But if not, there's always the what's wrong with it. I think as far as drinking goes, our most valued possession is seichel, das. And anything that a person does that short circuits his das is something that a person should look at horror at. Why would I put myself into a state of being where seichel has been abrogated? It's gone. It's not functioning where you ought to function. So Purim, we actually have an avoda like that, and that's fine. But in general, so somewhat drinking is a siyata. Sometimes it helps, and then muscle greasing the wheels. But when a person gets to a point where seichel has been seriously affected, they need to ask himself, what does this say about my how much I value my seichel? My father's Vivracha, when he was sick, his last weeks, he refused to take painkillers. He had cancer and he was in pain, because there was things that he wanted, needed to do, and he did not want to compromise on his seichel. It was very, very important to him to have his wits about him. And if you look at that, that's what it is. But he also says, and this is what the morale is saying, our involvement in physicality is something that is, it distorts our thinking also. Yes? And we know it to be true today. The type of things that flood a person's pleasure center affects his mind. I read an article a bunch of years ago, I don't know, it was about 6-7 years ago, that people who are, they did brain mappings of people who had a loving family type relationship. In other words, husband, wife, married for a long time, a very positive relationship, and an infatuation. And the brain, the activity center of the person infatuated was similar or extremely like people who were crazy to some degree. In other words, it was a craziness. It wasn't an extreme aversion of a stable love that has a basis in Das Seichel. It was an infatuation. It was an overwhelming of one's seichel with pleasure senses, which what it does is it negates the seichel, and the person just desperate for some pleasure. It's true across the board. So any type of involvement with tanukis, which for us is achilas and arayis, is the primary ones, then it also does something to the person's seichel. That's the nature of it. A flooding of a person's senses with pleasure seems to nullify the seichel's ability to act. Okay, then he says,
Just a question,
Rabbi,
again, is it possible that this is like alcohol? If the seichel's too tight, it can release, like Friday, like Kiddush, things like that.
Correct.
There is a point there, but is that the Geder Kedusha, or how does that work exactly?
The Gemara says that you should give a Yayin to someone who is scared, to an Oinon who's very scared. A Yayin would calm down. It definitely has its place. And you're right, sometimes a person is unnaturally wound up, or he's very wound up, and if this relaxes him, as long as he makes that decision on Sunday, what's going to be Friday, or Shabbos, then we can say that the Seichel made that decision. It's appropriate. It's just like you tell people, it's as good advice when needed to quote-unquote chill out, as it is bad advice. If somebody was describing me his summer experience, he spent his summer basically playing computer games, and he said, he vegged out. So yes, when a person is wound up and tense, something to relax him is great. When a person is not doing very much, something to keep him in a stupor is bad. So a person needs to use seichel when it, just like medication, there's a medication for having blood pressure go up and medication for it to go down. The chacham is to know when to give which medication. But definitely there's a place with it. It says Yayin is Abba Enosh. It definitely can be used to enhance things. And it is. Yayin has a prominent place in the Torah. But a person also needs to understand where the line, it's a very, very sharp line. And once a person goes past it, he becomes non-functioning in the Ruch Mystica sense. Nothing's happening.
Rav Lobianski?
Yeah.
Could I ask, we brought examples of some people just aren't interested in wine or something. They have some other obsession, like sports or making money. Why does Klal Yisrael, why do we need to be connected to the Kodesh Kedoshim, to the Torah, to overcome Gashmias? We see other religions, we see Buddhist monks, etc., who might enjoy preshivs also. Or even sports stuff.
Well, the precious is because the sports is really sort of a physical type pleasure in a sense. I mean, it's not, you're not doing anything physical, but basically it's the enjoyment of watching action and so on. I don't know. That also becomes, it's not the person asking himself as a bardas, who am I, what am I, what is right, what is wrong. Chachma in its absolute sense. So it is true that there are activities that are chachma-like, and yes, that wouldn't be exactly chumri. But most of the things that really, really keep us out are those inyanim. That flood our senses and just sort of that sort of metamtem salev in that sense. The person is not in thinking mode. He's totally immersed in a pleasure mode. No mahalach of seichel working when the stomach is working.
What I was asking is, why do we have to be kosher to the Torah? Why does the fact when we are being Polish, why does that indicate a kosher to the Torah when we see precious in other religions where there is no connection to Torah?
Well, the precious of Torah is precious from anything even remotely resembling in physical things. When a person gets involved in some activities, a mathematician gets involved in triangles or in formulas, it is some level of positive precious, a positive involvement, but still, since these chachmas are physical chachmas and they're around the world and about the world, it's not that darga. Klal Yisrael's ability in Klal Yisrael to read Parish is there from the fact that the person feels, I'm not shaykh to this world. It's a world that doesn't behoove me I feel above this world, beyond this world. I'm involved with things that are cheshavah. It's not his world. To the mathematician, it's just that he's very busy with his triangles and he's happy to solve the equations. But to Ben Yisrael, it's a pshat, he feels himself, it's like the way you wouldn't play with a sand in a sandbox with a kid, unless it was your kid and there was an off day, a calamite or something. But you just, it's not your world anymore. You're in a different world, in a world of adults where this is just not it. This is not part of it. So in the big picture, this is what causes the precious. Ba'alte tama. So now he says, echefshe shetir la'odem magash miktoish al yoyne yosik toish v'alachim. So how can we say a person is more kadosh malach? Through Torah, a person comes into that world. Let's just talk a little about this point also. The malach, the bria of a malach is a bria of action. So a malach is a shliach to do something. And there's the kedusha, the shir that the malach says, is sort of his atzmias. In other words, his very being is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'inke. When we're dealing with, when we're talking about Torah, the ability to think in a way that your thoughts become Torah is really something beyond. A malach does not have that. We don't have any record in Tanakh and in Gemara where malachim share their thoughts and feelings. They don't have any thoughts or feelings. A malach is a bria of doing. of the Asiyah. It's the Bepoil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So his Shaychus is to the Bepoil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Our Shaychus is, I mean, Hagar Batznacha. If I can intuit what it is that you are thinking, if I say, listen, Matthew, I know that you're going to ask this kasha, that means that my mind can resonate with your mind. If I can say a svara, a teretz, a kasha, a statement that makes sense to you, then there's a common denominator between two minds. Or else it just wouldn't go. My father was a brilliant, and he also, one of his secret vices was playing chess, and he was phenomenal at it. And he wouldn't play chess openly. I never saw him, but I heard all the stories. And one of the things he'd do is he would play without doing this, without doing that, without pieces and so on. He always enjoyed sort of recreating a new mahalach and rethinking a whole system. And one of the things that he would be sometimes very fond of, there would be the occasional meshugan at the koisel, various types, and he would pick up what they were saying, and then would figure out where it's self-contradictory. In other words, like, I'm not going to disprove you by what I think, but l'shitascha, you're wrong. He enjoyed that kind of chess. And once in a while, he would say, this guy was here, and he would say, this is this. And I pointed out to him that this and this are self-contradictory, and that won't work. He's got to come up with a different line. But the ability for us to say a svara, a hachra, a raya, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, that's what I mean, means that our seichel and das they resonate at the same frequency. There's an overlapping of some sort. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubted, and it's not innate, and it's not in the flesh. But if all is said and done, if the halacha is like us, if we decide Ras Hashem means that we were given that ability. Mashiach and a malach, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a malach in any way being done on anything. None of that exists. I mean, you have a little bit about the Maiminim, Masmilim, Beth and Shal Malach, but usually the context is bringing all the positive and negative things. Klapak and Shbarach on the Yom HaDin. That they should be done in the sense that they're machriya. The other day and the machriya, I don't know, just not something we've seen anyway. So Adam has that ability. That's the Kodesh Kadosh of Adam. It's something I think we don't appreciate enough. The Koyach HaAdam of abstraction. In other words, that this is hot, that this is cold, that this is hard, that this is soft, that my senses pick up, and a computer could do that as well. I could also have a computer do the heavier the load, the more fuel you pour in, the hotter you make it. Whatever you want, as long as you're dealing with sense to sense, that's physical. And a computer can simply digitalize it and recast it again. But the fact that we can abstract it and make a principle out of it, and then be able to see more than a relationship, but understand that there's some sort of greater principle at work. That's something that's shaykh to Adam, and only to Adam. And that's a kesha with Kodesh Kodashim. There's a Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis in Chagiga. It says that if somebody thinks about what's lamala, it's kimisha and achas al kavod kono. So the pshat that everybody learns is ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has little secrets, and there are closets marked. Don't look here. Unauthorized personnel not welcome. Penalty. Chorus and Mishnei Shemayim penalty for looking here. and the person who pries the closet is not supposed to pry is kind of showing disrespect. And that's kind of the way we understand it. The Rambam says something very different. The Rambam says that he says when a person thinks about things that his seichel is not geared for, the only thing that happens is he becomes crazy. He perverts or distorts his seichel. If a person tries to imagine infinity, then the person at some point will snap. And if the person tries to imagine two solids occupying the same thing at the same place, he will say things that are stupid and foolish and so on. One way or another, he's going to be perverting his mind. So he says, when we think and engage in things that we have no batsim shaykhs to, and thereby distort our minds, he says the human mind is the kvod kono, the nekuda by us of a reflection, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that nekuda, and therefore if we distort our mind in any way, or destroy it in any way, then it shows that we're not chasak like kainai. The person's seichel das is his that's his nekuda of a lekusin here. And to do something that will destroy it or distort it is wrong. So he says, how could it be? So he says, certainly we are. The kachama b'mesechs obvious chavim adam shosam kechem shem nevoilam v'shachor asom gechov ab malachim shoshosam kechem shem nevoilam. This is shama kashos l'shtei kedushas. So we're given an ability to think, which is something malachim don't have. It means basically a malach carries out a malach is the penultimate robot. He carries out the instruction of Kadosh Baruch Hu to perfection that we have no shaykhus to. But if he needs to figure out himself what will Kadosh Baruch Hu want, there is nothing like that. Mashama gam kein Reb Abin, Moshel Melech Shasei Gimel HaTaris, Nosh Shtayim B'Rosh Bana, Vechz B'Rosh Shei, Pirish, Gimel Kedushas Eilu, Ka Hashem Yisbach Nivul Gam Yivim Gimel Madreis. Ha'echad She'ein HaGeshem, one is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical entity, Hashem, the second day, Hashem of Koach B'Geshem, he's not a physical entity within something gashmis. For instance, gravity may or may not be, or may not be physical. The laws of physics—they're not physical entities, but they are descriptions of things that only exist within a physical context. That's a koach begeshem. Vashlishi, shein lo chshum chibur klal legeshem, and there's no point of contact with something gashmis. V'teida kem gil madregis. Shehaguf hu geshem, vanefesh is koach begeshem, vaseich yesh lo hakesher, lefikach hakesher ima geshem, hu keshem etzius, lefikach oimen kodesh harisha sheinu geshem, kodesh hasheinu sheinu kama nefesh hu koach begeshem. So our neshama is not physical, but its metzius is as that which is making the person live. So seichel is really it's not a koch within, but if the brain gets damaged, the seichel goes with it. So it has some sort of kesher. Avla Hashem Yisbach Nivul Gamim U'Madregas Yisrael Malos Madregas Zayit Hey Madregasim Gashem Yenekoach B'Geshem Avshalei Madregas Zayit Sir B'Chibel HaGeshem. Those are varying limits. So that's something we that last piece, we obviously that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are varying shayi solim the other to shosim and silver gash. The figure shtei atoros also bereish bano the achas the highest one here shlishi also bereish. Omnom kolze kashod mikash asid of amuta shazar chok of dole gam in a gash. Lache lekach roi la odom lichnais madrega ptoisha lekash atzmoi after the first shayim asur min atoira. So what's important to understand in the morale, and I think it's in different sfarim as well when you speak about precious is not the minor precious does not lie in the suffering shabbai, the mortification shabbai. killed, as if the religion is that sense of, I don't know what to call it, satisfaction when a person is sort of suffering, or it's there as a way, by being greater myself in something that's gashmius, I'm allowing the more rootstick part of myself to come out. But it's not something that is it's not something in itself. It's going to be the accomplishment. It's a chetimtze that by moving away from chaymer, I'm able to move into it. Any questions? Okay, so much from next week, regular, Bez Hashem. Okay.
Okay, good
Shabbos. Good
Shabbos. Rabbi Fancy, would it be possible to call you now?
Yeah, but very briefly, because I'm leaving soon.
Okay, never mind. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
So you're calling?
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.